This two-minute lesson is brought to you by the Barberton Church of Christ, not by faith only. One of the most popular beliefs in the religious world today is salvation by faith alone. This doctrine is popular because it requires very little of the supposed believer. It's a convenient religious belief suiting the will of man and not the will of God. Because of the popularity of this religious belief, one would think it's taught in every book of the New Testament. However, after a search of the Scriptures, the terms faith only appear just one time. Let me repeat. The terms faith only appear just one time in all the Scripture, James 2:24, and is preceded by a three-letter word, N-O-T, not. James penned in James 2:24, "You see then that a man is justified by works and not by faith only." God has always placed emphasis on obedience, man complying with the commands of God. There is nothing by itself ever said to save us in the Bible, not faith alone, not grace alone, or anything else alone. If somebody is teaching something alone as a means of salvation, you know it cannot be so. Faith-only advocates attempt to use passages like Acts 16 and 31. Just prior to that, in Acts 16, 30, the Philippian jailer asked Paul and Silas, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And so they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved, you and your household." Paul and Silas were not teaching salvation by faith alone. If one keeps reading in the context in Acts 16, 32 and 33, he or she will learn, "Then they spoke the word of the Lord to him," by the way, that's what he's going to believe, "and to all who were in his house, and he took them the same hour of the night and washed their stripes. And immediately he and all his family were baptized." In Hebrews 5, 9, we learn, "And having been perfected, he," Jesus, "became the author of eternal salvation to all who obey him." And in the book of James, chapter 1, verse 22, James said, "But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves."